Welcome to episode 668 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm motivational keynote speaker Ken Ockel. We're going to talk about business referrals today and how you thank the people who give you good referrals. These types of acts, well, they can have a big impact on your bottom line, and they are a sign that you're doing things well. We love them. But thanking the person who gave you that referral can be challenging, as you may not know what to do. You don't want to do nothing, as that could keep you from getting future referrals. Recently on LinkedIn, I surveyed my followers on this topic. Here are the results. Personal thank you note, 52%. Gift card or small present, 24%. Offer a reciprocal referral, 17%. And finally, a shout out on social media that got 7% of the responses. Let's take a closer look at the options so you can see which one might work best for you. First off, the personal thank you note. This was the most popular choice of how to thank a business referral. In a digital age, sending a personalized note will be very memorable. Beyond saying thank you, add something else. Maybe it's about your relationship with the person, how the referral made you feel, or how things went with the customer you received. Make the other person feel good about referring business to you. Next up, gift card or a small present. You've made money off the referral, so why not give a piece of the action back to the person who helped you? And while most people don't expect to profit from business recommendations, getting some kind of thank you gift might motivate them to refer you in the future. Ooh. Some people are fortunate to receive many referrals, and they have systematized their thank you process. They buy thank you gifts in bulk, and they can be easily sent. Keep in mind, if the same person gives you multiple referrals over time, then you don't want a later recognition to have a lower dollar level than the earlier one. Let's talk about the reciprocal referral. While this one may take more time, it can be the most impactful way to thank a business referral. If someone has helped get you business, then you help them get some. Make sure you are well acquainted with the person and their business. There can be situations where people gave great recommendations, but are not very good in their own businesses. Don't refer someone to a bad experience. Finally, social media promotion. Here, you're using the power of social media to magnify some goodwill. It can serve a dual purpose as you highlight the person who gave you the referral and showcase yourself as someone who is worthy of it. The overall impact to the person who gave the recommendation may be limited. For instance, let's say Jane, a financial planner, gave me a referral that resulted in my getting a keynote talk at a statewide association conference. I might post on social media something like, "Thank you, Jane, for recommending me as a keynote speaker at the XYZ conference. If you're looking for someone who is smart with money, check out this talented financial planner." While this is good, if someone isn't looking for a financial planner in that moment, then the referral doesn't have much impact. Still, it's better than doing nothing. Want to find out if I am taller on stage? If so, then go to my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can read some of my articles, you can watch some clips of me on stage, and you can sign up for my 3-part course, it's free, that's all about improving your performance on the job. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying this series. Subscribe if you want to hear more. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.